Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Morasi, Shiyichi, Schus Moshe Rabesh, Darisel Moshe Mordechai, Chayu Chevet Fega, Bas Michalik Vespasia, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Ramoshe Ben Rezel, Nishmas Maris Esther, Bas Rab Shmuel, Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzurot, and Zisha Ben Rabbi Yosef. And this is based on an article in the 36th issue in Torah Journal by Rav Weiss Shlita. And the question is the very, very common question. It's really been a major part of my life because Baruch Hashem, I spent so many years in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. And the question is what to do about keeping 2 days of Yontif. It's well known that there is a machloikes ben gedolei apoiskim, if a ben Eretz Yisrael, a ben Chutz Laretz, who visits Eretz Yisrael, has to keep a second day of Yontif, the famous tshuva of the Avkas Reichel, the Beis Yosef in Simon Chovov. He testifies that the Bnei Chutz Laretz, that are Olam L'Regel, Shomrim Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Golias, U'Mispalim B'Farhesia, V'Dover Zeh Nasa Me'Azu Mikedem B'Fnei Gedolei Olam Ve'in Poitze Pe'u Mitzavtsef. So they have been keeping their second day, the visitors, and nobody argues with this. This is an accepted practice. So writes the Chida in the Birka Yosef, Pa'asa Shulchan Hilchot Zeretz Yisrael, Perek Beis, Siv Tesvav. Harelanu Piskeyam. Ve'idusam shel gedolei Eretz Yisrael, Abeis Yosef, Ve'achida, Ve'apas HaShulchan, Mimizrach, Mimayra, Ve'cheinagu, Mimos HaRashayim, the visitors in Eretz Yisrael, keep 2 days, however there are Achrayim, who pass him that no, it's not true. You don't keep 2 days of Yomtif in Eretz Yisrael. Chacham Tzvi, somebody once made a t-shirt with a photocopy of the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. So I don't know how such a person can go relieve himself. We don't put Torah on t-shirts. In any event, it was supposed to be a joke to show, look at the Chacham Tzvi. People like keeping 1 day. I think it's kishmak to keep 2 days. Get more davening, more singing, more learning. More yantif, more kedushas yantif, why not? Gevaldik. Anyway, the Chacham Tzvi in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Zayin writes that since a ben Eretz Yisrael is now allowed to add a Yom Chag, and there's an Isser of Baal Tosif, so therefore it's not shaykh to say Noisnim Olav Choymri Amokum Shiyotzim Yishon. That's what it's based on. That somebody who is from Chutz Laretz and goes to Eretz Yisrael, Pesachim 51, that they give him the Chomer of the series, the severity of the stringency of the place that they came from. But here you can't because it's Baal Tosif. Only if the place he goes from place A to place B. From place B, they're allowed to do like they did in place A. Then in place B, he's knowing like place B. But from place B, they're now allowed to do like they're knowing in place A, because it's Baal Tosif or for other reasons. And you're now allowed to do that when you go visit place B. And therefore, Chacham Tzvi writes, the Chacham Tzvi writes that Bnei Chutz Laretz hamevakrim be'eretz Yisrael la'olam einam oisim shnei yamim tovim shel galuyos. So the Chacham Tzvi writes that Bnei Chutz Laretz that are visiting in Eretz Yisrael never keep 2 days. You go to Eretz Yisrael, keep 1 day. Like I said, this Chacham Tzvi, it's what made him famous. Very, very popular psak. 1 day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. V'gdol mizu. Kosef Benay Agoda B'Shelas Yavitz B'Chelik Aleph B'Simin Kuf Samiches Te'ein Kol Halacha Zut Tzliya B'Minagan Shei Makom Ela B'Etzim HaMakom. Here it's not Talui. Son of the Chacham Tzvi Yavitz of Yaakov Emden, he writes that it's not Talui in the Minag of the Anshei HaMakom, but rather in the place. In Chutz Laretz 2 days, in Eretz Yisrael 1 day. And therefore, according to the Yavitz, if someone visits Chutz La'aretz, even though his das is to come back to, if somebody's visiting Chutz La'aretz, even though it's Das, is to return to Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, he keeps 2 days. And if somebody's visiting Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Das, is to return to Chutz La'aretz, he keeps 1 day. And so writes the Seraph Malach Hashem, the Avnei Nezer, in his Tshuvas and Arachayim, in Tof Kif Lamites. Umnam Kvar Matsinu Shnaim Merabiseinu Harishoinim Shekosvu Lehedyo. We already have Rishoinim who write explicitly that even Bnei Chutz La'aretz that come to Eretz Yisrael and their intention is to return to Chutz La'aretz, they have to keep 2 days. That's Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ravan. They explain the Gemara in Pesachim 52a, Amrulay Rav Saf, the Rabbah could go on, and none, like us, Yadina Mekviya Diarcha, Beyishav Lo Avidna, Mipnei Shinuya Machlekes, Bamidbar Mai. So Rav Saf said to Rabbah, we know the Kviya Diarcha. We know when the proper day is of Rosh Chodesh. So the Yishuv, we're not going to do what we know. We're not going to do Malacha, even though we know better, because of Avashinu, it's going to create Machlokes. What do we do in the Midbar? What do we do if there's no one else around? So these Rishonim explain the Gemara that Rav Safre wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and it was pasha to him, Shebi Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Ye Oser Loi Lasis Malacha B'Yom Tov Sheni. Rav Safra wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and it was pasha to him that b'yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in a settled place in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we know Kviyas HaChodesh. In other words, they interpreted the Gemara not that they were in Chutz La'aretz. Some people interpreted they were going there in Chutz La'aretz. They're going to Chutz La'aretz. We know Kviyas HaChodesh. So when we're in Chutz La'aretz, when we're among the people in Chutz La'aretz, so we're not going to do Malacha. We don't want to change because of Machlokes. What about if we're all alone? Are we allowed to keep 1 day? But these Rishonim explain now. The Rav Safra wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and it was pasha to him that the Yishuv lo avidna when, not on the second day. Not as a ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but as a ben Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. As a ben Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, he's not going to do Malacha on the second day. And his only suffix was in the Midbar. What does he do when no one else is around? V'zeh sh'amar b'yishev lo avidna. When I'm in a yishuv, when I'm in a settled place, I'm not going to do malacha. I guess the shinui machlokes is that I'm changing from what I did in Chutz La'aretz. Akopanim, they understood that he's a ben Eretz Yisrael, a ben Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael. And he's not doing malacha. He's a ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not doing malacha in Yom Tov Sheni B'Yishuv. And the only question that he had was, what do I do in the Midbar? It could be that they didn't even have the machlokas part in their girsa. Because Rabbeinu Chananel's lashon is, Mi amor rabbanan b'chiyah milsa b'midbar Eretz Yisrael milsa b'chomer makam she'yatsa misham. So I also get the chomer makam she'yatsa misham in Eretz Yisrael when I'm in the Midbar? Or not?
And then he said to him, "Yishuv Aser, when you're in a settled place, you get Chomer and Makom Shiyatsu Misham, but not in the Midbar."
So here we have a precedent for visitors. What do visitors do? Visitors have to keep a second day. In the Sefer Eben Shleima on the Ravan, written by Rav Shneur Zalman Ehrenreich from Shamloi, he brings the what the author of the Kli Chemda explains. What does it mean, B'yishuv lo avidna? B'yishuv lo avidna means not that I'm not going to do malacha, as we had just understood. I'm not going to do malacha, but rather I'm not going to do Yom Tov Sheni because of the Yisur of Baal Taisiv, like the Chacham Tzvi. So that's how the Kri Chemda wanted to learn the Ravan, and that would obviously change the whole story of Fuch al Hafuch. Exactly the opposite. Instead of saying that when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I am not doing malacha in Yom Tov Sheni, in Eretz Yisrael, I am doing malacha in Yom Tov Sheni, I'm not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. It's Baal Tosef. So that's the how the Kli Chemda wanted to learn Pshat in the Ravan. However, the Sefer Eben Shlomo Shlema of Rav Ehrenreich, he's Tameya. He doesn't understand the Kli Chemda, and he says it doesn't stem with the Ravan. And even though maybe you could somehow read that into the Rabbeinu Chananel's lashon. But there's no reason to be mechalek bein midbar liyishuv legabi yisur baal tosif. If it's a baal tosif issue, there's no reason to be mechalek. It's in a midbar and what's the reason to be mechalek between the midbar and the yishuv? Truth is, Rabbeinu Chananel, his lashon doesn't say what the difference to be mechalek is. Chlam. He doesn't say it's because of baal tosif, but what is the difference? If we understand him kipshuto, meaning that when he gets there, it's Israel, he keeps Yom Tov Sheni. So what's the difference between Yishuv and Midbar? Doesn't say. A lot of mysteries here in the Unzer Sugya. However, there are achronim who learn that the ikar is like the Chacham Tzvi. So writes Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the author of the Tanya, first Rebbe, Lubavitch, Tov Tzadi Vav, B'nei Chutzo, Tshebol, Eretz Yisrael, Af Bishadaitem Lachzor, Ein Osim Eliyoyim Echad, Kivnei Eretz Yisrael, V'yesh Cholkin. So he learns her ikar k'divrei Chacham Tzvi, keep only one day. He says a Yesh Oimrim, and the Kutchitz Achron, he's mitzayin to the Ravan. So he saw the Ravan, but he says the Ikar is like the Chacham Tzvi. I think Taka, that's what the Babichers do. Babichers only keep one day. V'chiyam Michal Tukachinsky, Michachem Yerushalayim, V'sefer Ira Kodesh V'an Mikdash Heid, She'Rabba Shal Yerushalayim, Gaon Reb Shmuel Salant, Ikar da'ato haita, Kedas ha'chocham tzvi. Keep one day. But because of Minig Yerushalayim, he wasn't makel. But Lagabe Tfilah and Tfilin, Itaka Paskins like the Chacham Tzvi, to daven the second day of Yomtif, like a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and on the second day of Yom Tov to wear tefillin, if it's the end of Yom Tov, the eighth day. Tshuvas Shelas David, Reb Agoin Reb Davidol Mikarlin, in Kutras HaMenhagim, in He'ora number 22, he has a suffix for another reason. That since the whole Iker Din of Shem Tov Sheni Shel Golius is because of Chashem Yachzor Davar LeKilkulo, v'shuv nitztarich l'kadesh al pi ha-re'iyah. Like it says in Beitzah 4b. It's the bottom of the page. Now that we know, so why do we keep 2 days?
Follow
your minhag. Because the Malchus might make a gzeirah.
Vasi l'kilkulei, as Rashi explains, shelo yigozim achu zeirah lo yaske v'toyroh, v'yishtakach soida ibul. They're going to make a gzeirah that we shouldn't be oisek in Torah. We're going to forget the soda ibur, in other words, the cheshbainos, based on which they're korvei alachot she'alavana v'ibur eishana, shi'u bizmanam v'umoadam, v'shal p'yam tikein hillel, hanasi, es luach shelanu l'dairis. We're going to forget how to be korvei in the months. We have only day kilkul. What's going to be the kilkul? What's going to, are they going to mess up? They're going to make the wrong months, and they're going to end up eating chametz on Pesach. And therefore, the minhag in Chutz La'aretz was to keep 2 days. So we keep 2 days. And this way, even there's supposed to be an extra day of Yom Tov, even if they make it, if there's supposed to be an extra day of Yom Tov, they cover themselves with 2 days. Lashon Rashi, Vasi l'chul b'lasas chaser male, u'male chaser. They might come to make a month that's supposed to be 29 days, 30 days, or a 30-day month, they're going to make a 29-day month. Tochul chametz bePesach, and this way, they have 2 days of Yom Tov, and Shalom al Yisrael. Whether it was Mele or Chaser, they're going to be keeping Yom Tov at the proper time.
So, that's the Gemara in Maseches Beitza and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. So, Rav David Mikalim brings down this Gemara. And the way he brings it down is not as we explained it, but rather that Yachzor Adavar L'Kulkulo, and they're going to be Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah.
Here it doesn't say they're going to be Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. Rashi says that they're going to they're going to make a Malei Chaser and a Chaser Malei. They're going to forget the Soda Ibor. I guess if they're going to forget the Soda Ibor, so that means that now they need to rely on witnesses. And if they rely on witnesses, they might make a mistake. So he says, but if that's true, and if we're afraid that since they rely on witnesses, they're going to make a mistake. So even in the olden days, when they were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, they didn't keep 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the union of 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael? Now, what's the chashash? The chashash is they're going to make a mistake when they're makadish the chodesh, and therefore you have to keep 2 days.
Okay, but when they were Mekadesh in Eretz Yisrael, al pi ha'ri, in the olden days, they didn't keep 2 days. So why are we concerned in the future that they're going to come to be again Mekadesh al pi ha'ri, and they're going to have to keep 2 days, and in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to say keep 2 days. Why keep 2 days in the olden days when they were Mekadesh based on the witnesses, they didn't keep 2 days. So now when they sanctify the new moon based on witnesses, we're going to make them in Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days. So Rebbe Karlino's taina was that in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason to keep 2 days because that was never the minhag. And even though the Gemara is a chashash, okay, that in Chutz Laaretz they have to keep 2 days, so because Yachzor Adar B'Lekul Kula, Yishtakach Soda Ibur, they're going to forget how to establish the months in advance, and they're going to come to be rely on witnesses. Say there, but only in Chutz Laaretz they were concerned about that. That would require 2 days, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Since in Eretz Yisrael they never kept 2 days anyway, why start now? Nevertheless, Rav David Carlino writes, so therefore a visitor, according to that, should only keep 1 day. But he writes, it's not mashma like that. But so we have three drachim nachronim. We learn that b'nei chutz la'aretz mevakrim be'eretz Yisrael, even though it's daitam lachzor, they should only go like b'nei Eretz Yisrael. We have the yavitz that it's not tolling the gavr at all. In chutz la'aretz, is a takan of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. In Eretz Yisrael, is 1 day for everybody. Chacham Tzvi says it's us. The reason you keep 1 day in Eretz Yisrael is because it's usser to be mosif on the days. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are not allowed to keep 2 days, so the people visiting they're also not allowed to keep 2 days. Baal Tosif. And Rav David Carlino writes that they never had 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, so why start now? So these are the three reasons why you would keep 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. And there are achronim who paskin like this lemaisa. There's a famous maisa that somebody once came to Rav Kook Zatzal, and he asked him about keeping 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. Because Daito Lachzor, he says, that's not Das. That's not, call that Das, that you want to return to Chutz Laaretz. That's Be'erech, the story. In any event, aval mikol moko mikval nogu miyamois oilam shebnei eretz yisrael b'chutz la'aretz shedatam lachzor nagu kechumrat hamakom shebaul lesham ubnei eretz chutz la'aretz b'eretz yisrael nagu kechumrat hamakom shebaul misham. The minhag is that bnei eretz yisrael and chutz la'aretz who want to come back keep the chumras of chutz la'aretz. They don't do malacha and yom tov sheni. And B'nai Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael keep the Chumras of Chutz La'aretz. They also don't do Malach and Yom Tov Sheni. V'kach ha'idu g'doy le'eretz Yisrael l'doy reiseyem Abayis Yosef Achido Pa'as ha'shulchan U'poshet shekach ha'alochi U'befrat shekach mevuar B'divrei rabotenu arishonim Rabbeinu Chananel ve'ara'avan. So that's all talking about a visitor to Eretz Yisrael. But what about somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael? It's Pashat that his din is that he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So the Shaila then becomes, who's a visitor and who's one who lives there? That's the million-dollar question. And what about those people? And there are many of them today who have a home in Eretz Yisrael, and they live there part of the year. When I was a child, I was zocher that my family had a home in Eretz Yisrael, and we would come every year for Sukkot. And the psak that we got was that, since we're here every Sukkot, we have a house here, so we keep 1 day. As a little child, I liked that. I didn't like Yom Tov so much as I liked the weekday. But in retrospect, it's not so pashut. It's paskin that way, but maybe three regalim would be different, but one out of the three regalim, the rest of the time you're in Chutz La'aretz, that makes you a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So So in the Tshuvas Maharit Tzahalon in Siman Nun Beis, he writes, "V'oyd ani mesupak im nasa isha achas be'eretz Yisrael, v'isha achas b'chutz la'aretz." He has two wives. Common case. He has one wife in Eretz Yisrael, and he has one wife in Chutz La'aretz. V'koyvea di chosoy liyomim yamima shana im isha zu. It's funny because, you know, in the Mitzvahs we live in today, it's, you know, not happening. He lives 1 year with this woman, 1 year with that woman. What do we do? So the Ma'arit Zalon Paskins, that wherever he is, that's what he does. When he's with his Chutz La'aretz wife, and when he's with his New York wife, he follows Minhag New York. And when he's with his Jerusalem wife, he follows Minhag Jerusalem. And each one has to spend a year without their husband. That's what they chose. So that gives you a year. But we're usually not talking about people who are a year here, a year there. In the Tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak, in the fourth volume, the end of Siman Dalet, he discusses this at length in the Minchas Yitzchak. It's actually fascinating that I took a nap today and I dreamed I was in a Beis Medrash, in some big auditorium or something. I think it was a Beis Medrash. And the Minchas Yitzchak was about to give a shir. Very odd. And I don't think I've ever dreamed of the Minchas Yitzchak before. And here I am, now quoting him. So in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet, Sof Siman Yud, he brings from the Tshuvas of Rav Mintzberg, Migdalei Yerushalayim, who was asked by Kvoy Kedushas Adoni Moiri V'ra Adonenu Moreinu V'Raveinu Ba'ale Imrei Emes, Sh'rotza La'alois L'Eretz Yisrael V'Lagor Miktas Hashana B'Eretz Yisrael U'Miktasa V'Chul Ma'adinoi L'Gabe Amoyadis. And Rav Mintzberg Paskin, 6 months in Eretz Yisrael, you have a din of Eretz Yisrael, but no less. Minimum 6 months in Eretz Yisrael. And he's miyasei dvarav anishach in yoyredei and semen reish yud zayin siv kat lamed zayin shehevi b'shem amabit v'ma shekatsu shem b'ramo v'gabe hanoyder hanom imishadar b'ir dazlin v'basar loshem b'nei adam. So if you make a neder, then you're not going to get hana. And somebody who lives in the city, you follow the lashon of people, what's called living. And that is 6 months. So that's a little bit shver, this tzushtel, because there we're talking about dinei nedarim. Dinei nedarim, we follow the lashon b'nei adam. But here we're talking about what the metzias, the objective metzias, what makes you a ben ir. So, who says that 6 months gives you a shame ben ear? We see from the Ma'arit Zalon that you don't follow the rove, so it wouldn't ever necessarily have to be that you live rove most of the year in one place. So, it would be interesting to examine what are the characteristics of a person who lives in a place and what are the characteristics of a person who's visiting. So, if you have children in school in a certain place, so that's really the place you live. Everywhere else is where you're visiting. The person already has grown children and he's spending a few months. He's spending a few months in Eretz Yisrael. So he's in Eretz Yisrael. He can do like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Because he has a house in Eretz Yisrael. He's there a few months. So the fact that he has a house, that's like living there. And you can't say, oh, his kids are in school in another country. His kids are already grown. In the Minchas Shleime, Shlomo Zalman, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yotes, he writes, somebody who has a house in Eretz Yisrael, and he lives there all three regalim, like we mentioned before, has a din ben Eretz Yisrael, and he only keeps one day of Yontif. And he says it's better than the Metzias of the Ma'arit Tzalon. So why is that? The Ma'arit Tzalon is talking about somebody who's a year here, a year there. And here he's just there. Why would him being there for the Moed be Koveh? It's Koveh, it's where he lives. Just because he's there for the Regalim Adarab. But we know people who come just for the Regalim are visitors. They have it's their vacation home. So now that we covered the sugya more or less, I mean, obviously there's a ton more to say. There's loads and loads and loads of material on this, but who was this Ma'arit Tzahalon? So he lived from about 1559 to 1638. Tzfas was a student of Rav Moshe Tichrani, Moshe Alshich. Rav Bleich, 50 years ago, wrote an article on this. I always like Rav Bleich's articles. They're always so well written and so comprehensive. So he discusses this. And he says, now especially, there are so many Talmidim coming to spending a year in Eretz Yisrael, learning. This is, again, 50 years ago when it was just beginning to become popular. So the Nisan 5731 issue of the Ora Mizrach, Rav Gershuni, the famous Rav Yidl Grodner, the famous Ga'ilui, Talmud Rav Baruch Ber, he examines this question. He says, although in terms of normative halacha, tourists finding themselves in Eretz Yisrael over Yom Tov, keep Yom Tov Sheni, this practice is by no means universally agreed upon. Some of the divergent views which have been advanced are intriguing. One noted authority, the Chacham Tzvi, declares that visitors to Israel are not required to observe the second day of the festivals, and they're not allowed to, again, because of Baal Tosif. In support of this view, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky in Sefer Eretz Yisrael and Perek Zion, Os Vav, cites a further argument originally advanced by Rav Shmuel Salant, the renowned 19th century rabbinic personality who served as the Rav HaRashi of Yerushalayim for a long time, for decades. Shmuel Salant argued that clearly in days when the new moon was proclaimed each month by the Veis Din, a visitor, the Eretz Yisrael was Pater, was exempt from observance of the second day of the festival. During that period, anyone who was informed of the correct dates had no need to observe the second day. The rabbinic decree accompanying the establishment of a fixed calendar was designed to preserve intact the situation which prevailed at that time with regard to Yom Tov Sheni. The governing motive was anticipation of a time when the fixed calendar would be abolished and the Beis Din would again sanctify each month on the basis of a visual sighting of the new moon. We already said this svara. They're going to rely on the Beis Din. In the olden days, people in Eretz Yisrael kept one day, so they should do that today also. Same svar that we saw before. So what about students spending 1 year? So, a person who doesn't plan to return to his home within a year is considered by the Aruch HaShulchan to be considered as having established residence in Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting because when Sukkot comes around, he's planning to return within the year. Certainly when Pesach comes around. Shari Tshuva Nechus Yom Tov cites people who say that unmarried students should follow the practice of the residents of Israel, because they might get married. And that's the way some paskin that if you meet the right girl, you're not sure of what you're doing. But if you meet the right girl, you'll stay here. Then you should keep one day. Stay here, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we have obviously a fortune more to talk about. There's a tshuva about this in my beloved Eretz Tzvi, which hopefully we'll get to. And there's just loads and loads and loads of material on this fascinating topic. So please stay tuned for more. And we should be zocheh l'lamod u'lelamed l'shmo v'lasos. The kaim is called every summer to us. Be hava, shalom, shalom.